in Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means W-H-C-O.
For folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
That's W-H-B-O. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on W-H-C-O. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. Talking today.
Good morning, Jeff. Yes, today is meeting day. They come back around pretty quickly.
They do. It's like we were just talking, you know, and it's meeting day, and it's like, well, this is a month later now.
Yep, and yes, we'll have it again today at Broadway Grill in the basement at noon. So and I just want to make sure that everybody knows that anybody's welcome to come join the meetings. They'll get to hear about, you know, things going on in Sparta, in and around Sparta, not just Sparta. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and we have committee reports that, you know, from the police department, from the mayor, from the library. So, you know, it's just not chamber information. It's basically, you know, information about the city.
Right.
So everyone's welcome, and we would love for you to come out and join us.
And that's at noon at Broadway Grill.
Noon at Broadway Grill, yes.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get our break out of the way here, and we will come back and talk some more. You're listening to the People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. You're listening to the People Speak. It is 9:35. Joining us this morning now, we have Robert from Hooker's Men's Store. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I'd like to welcome you to the Robert and Sharon Show.
Hey!
Hey, we like to be on together.
We sure do.
It's always a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we were just talking about it's May 1st, and I'm ready for May. I'm all set for it. And actually, our proms are over now, except for one. And it's always interesting to keep track of how many different high schools that we've touched. So take a guess how many we touched.
Oh, my.
I mean, it's a shot in the dark.
33.
But, oh, gosh, no. 16.
Oh.
which is pretty good. And I'll tell you what I'm going on. We always usually have 12 to 14. But I think this is the second or third time we had 16. So we make a list of it. We keep a list of it. And I thought I'd memorize it, and I thought, no, I ain't going to do that. I'd leave somebody out. So our prom tuxedos went to high schools in Sparta, Steeleville, Pinckneyville, Coderville, Nashville, Waterloo, Marissa, Redbud, Christ Our Savior, Lebanon, Trico, Chester, New Athens, El Dorado, Oakville, and Mount Vernon.
Wow.
So those are the places they
wow.
went.
Wow. So basically everywhere around.
Yeah, yeah.
All the way to Lebanon, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, some of those, like Lebanon and El Dorado, they're just one.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's right. It's just fun to keep track of the schools
that
they touch.
That is fun.
Mm. So, and we were working 7 days a week for 6 weeks. The only Sunday we didn't work was Easter. And then Monday through Friday was 8:30 till 7. So I'm kind of glad it's over.
Yeah, but you got just, wedding season yeah, coming yeah, now, yeah. don't you?
And that starts this weekend, and it takes off. We got weddings every weekend through July 4th, and then there's always a lot of fall weddings. So we've got a bunch of them booked, too. But really, people say, well, aren't you glad proms are over? And we say, yeah, but then we step right into weddings. And that's not a complaint that when I say they're glad that it's just so much time, you know.
Oh, so you're saying that Alan and I had our wedding during prom season.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You're just a couple of prom kids at heart, right?
That's right.
And that was a beautiful location.
Yes, it was.
You can't beat Bald Knob. So anyway, your listeners won't have to hear about prom for another year.
There
but
you go.
Something interesting. The last prom is Nashville this weekend, and we have a wedding. But the little interesting thing on it is we have two tuxes going to the Kentucky Derby.
Yay!
So that's that sounds good.
That's this weekend, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure they're hoping it'll be dry down there. But it'll be a good time for them, I'm sure.
So what's the big wedding color of the season?
You know what? We hit so many. Basically, it's always black. But we did a lot of navy this year.
I was going to say, we did navy with ours.
Yeah. Navy
and it was beautiful.
Big. And we have a lot of weddings that do navy. And then also on prom, we've had three shades of gray. And of course,
nice.
They were used. And then also for the weddings, we do a lot of gray. But for prom, you know, black's probably still king. And it always looks good. And now we have ultra slim fits and modern fits and man fits. So there's all kinds of different cuts in them too.
Nice.
So it's all been a lot of fun, and it's over, and we'll be ready for it next year.
Yay.
You know, it's like Nancy said, it works at the store. It seems like we blinked an eye and it's over.
Well, yeah, we're already into May in 2019.
Exactly. And it just rolls right along. So I'd better get back to the store and get busy. And it's great to see you, Sharon, always.
Thank you, Robert.
Okay.
You too.
You bet. And Jeff, we'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right, Robert. Thanks.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good to see you.
Robert Graham from Hooker's Men's Store joining us this morning here on The People Speak. And again, this is the first Wednesday of the month. Actually, the first day of the month and the first Wednesday of the month.
That's right.
And we're talking with Sharon from the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce and the meeting today at noon at Broadway Grill.
Correct. That's right. Also, want to talk about a couple things that aren't chamber, but there are big events going on in Sparta. So, and we've had a lot of changes with the carnival. It was at the park, but of course with the weather,
right.
There's been a few changes. It was supposed to start on Wednesday. Looks like the latest update is the carnival is anticipating opening on Thursday around 5 with $1 rides. And they're located this year down by City Hall in that vacant parking lot that they have there. I guess they needed, you know, something that wouldn't be
something
so muddy.
Solid, right.
Yeah, something good and solid. They have, again, $1 rides on Thursday evening. That's what the update is. And then $15 armbands for Friday from 5 to 9 and Saturday noon to 4 and then again from 5 to 9. And they're going to go on into Sunday this year with Sunday 1 to 5. So I think that's a pretty good price. I think last year they might have done $20 for armbands. So
right.
I think $15 is a great price for kids to ride all night long for
exactly.
4 hours there. So I hope that it's a huge success. I know they're already setting up down there. And, you know, also wanted to remind everybody that it is a busy corner down there. And we're going to have a lot of kids, you know, crossing
true.
The street probably because most of the parking will be across the street or down by City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, please be careful.
Just take your time. I mean,
yeah.
Get there and everyone be safe.
And stay off your phones.
True.
So
you got to see what's in front of you. You can't be looking at your phone and looking in head at the same time. So
exactly. So yeah, we hope they have a very successful carnival, and you know, hopefully next year we'll be back out at the city park.
That's true. Hopefully the rain will move away and it'll brighten up, and we'll just go from there. You know.
Yes, definitely. So. Okay, well, the other things, I guess we want to talk about a few chamber things.
Okay, I noticed you had something last night.
We did. We had a networking with the Sparta Rotary last night at Tequila's. We did that from 5 to around 7, and it was nice to, you know, visit with some other people and talk about some of their events that they're having, some events that we're having, and maybe to have some events together in the future, and maybe with other groups in town also. It doesn't have to just be Chamber and Rotary. We're going to do this again every time that there is a fifth Tuesday in a month.
Okay.
The Rotary has an evening meeting, so we've decided to join in with them. We're going to do this again July 30th. That's the next fifth Tuesday from 5 to 7, And we're going to do it next time, I think, at the Sparta Country Club. That's where we're anticipating having the next one.
Okay. So it's just a time to kind of mingle and talk and
network. Like I said, there was a lot of people that didn't know each other, believe it or not. So it was good to get together and find out, you know, what they have got coming up. As a matter of fact, they have a family fun day this Saturday, if it doesn't rain, of course.
Saturday's supposed to be sunny at this point.
And that's going to be out at the Rotary Park. It starts in the morning. I don't exactly have a time, but I'm going to guess probably 9. But it is this Saturday at Rotary Park.
Okay.
If it doesn't rain.
We'll keep our fingers crossed on that farm.
Exactly.
So, that was the first of the networking. I know the chamber had been talking about it for a little while.
Yes, that was our first time doing it. It went over very well. We probably had over 20 people there, and everybody enjoyed themselves, and it was a nice time. So, yeah, we'll definitely do it again in the future. We have some other things coming up, a lot of things coming up, as a matter of fact. On May 24th, we have our golf tournament at the Sparta Country Club. We're still looking for hole sponsors and teams. So, you know, be sure to contact the chamber, 317-7222, for any information on that. If you'd like to sponsor a hole, the hole sponsorships are $50. And then we're also looking for teams.
Right.
Okay.
And this goes to help the chamber with a lot of different things, right? I mean, the scholarship, chamber activities, things that the chamber puts on.
Yes.
So it's you know, and if you like to play golf, if you like I said, I've helped at golf tournaments before. I try not to play because they always tell me there's enough hazards on the course already.
But. Yeah, I'm not a golfer either, but I have helped, and I've helped with the beverage cart. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that is, like I said, May 24th at the Country Club. We'll provide lunch, and the shotgun start will be at 1 o'clock. The entry fee is $60 a person.
Which isn't bad. I've seen a lot of golf tournaments advertised in different places, and they range anywhere from about that all the way up to $150. So that's a good deal, and it's good for a good cause.
Yes, it is. And that's going to start off a busy week for us. We also have the chamber dinner, and that's going to be on May 30th at the VFW. It's $25 a person, and that provides entertainment and dinner. And last year we had a wonderful time. It's going to start, I think the social hours start around 5:30. We'll have dinner at 6, and we'll have speakers. Last year we had 3 people that had, you know, businesses in town for over 40 years.
Wow.
So it was really interesting to hear their history.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that again this year. As a matter of fact, our good friend Robert Graham's going to speak. His business has been here in Sparta for over 40 years. He's one of our speakers this year.
You know, it's interesting sometimes to learn a little bit of the history. You know, you see the business day in, day out, but to actually learn where it come from, when it started, how it's developed over the years. So that would definitely be an interesting.
Yes. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have a good time with that one. And we also have different businesses are sponsoring the tables. So we have the table set up with goodies from different businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Sparta Community Hospital gave out really nice giveaways last year, and we gave away the centerpieces. So we had a really good time, and hopefully you'll improve on it again this year. But that's May 30th. It's a Thursday night, so it's not to interfere with anything else.
Right.
And we changed to Thursdays last year because of the fact that there's just too much going on in May. On Saturdays and Sundays, so you've got like graduations and weddings and too many things going on. So Thursday night really worked out well for us. We had several tables full last year. So if you're looking for a good time, $25 a person. It goes again for a good cause. We're also that's for the scholarship. We we'll be giving out our scholarship that night, and we also have something new to the Chamber Dinner this year. We have a Golden Apple Award that is going to be given out to someone that exceeds expectations at the schools, in the school system. Okay. It doesn't have to be just a teacher. It could be a teacher, it could be a principal, it could be administrative, it could be the janitor, anybody. So we will be giving out that award that night also.
All right, so that'll be interesting. And like you said, it doesn't, it's not, you think the apple, you think the teacher, but it could be anyone. You know?
We had some great nominations, and I think they have chosen the winner. But yeah, we had nominations from, you know, people at the school district, mm-hmm. and sent in letters, and so we're going to give that award out.
If you want to find out who it is, you got to be at the dinner, right?
That's right. That's right. It's a surprise.
All right. What else have we? I mean, I know we've got the Touch a Truck coming
Yes,
up.
That's the next event after the dinner. That one is June the 8th. And we've been working hard to get lots of participants. I think it's going to be a really good time for kids. It's a free event, so bring your kids out to take a look at all these different vehicles. It's not just trucks. We call it Touch a Truck because that just sounds good. Mm-hmm. But there's lots of different vehicles, and the kids will get to sit in the seat, honk the horns, just, you know, have a good time, pretend like they're a big rig driver. But there we have the National Guard's bringing out some vehicles. Okay. So that's going to be really interesting. I know we have ambulances and fire trucks, police cars. Wright's Building Center is bringing a boom truck. And so there's several coming. I think it's going to be a good time. And hopefully we'll have, you know, some games and giveaways also for the kids.
Right. So, okay. And that's, what's the date again?
June the 8th. And that's 11 a.m. to 3. And we're doing that at the shooting complex, at the World Shooting Complex out there.
Okay. So just a fun day for family to get out, kids get to see. And I imagine some of the adults, too, wouldn't mind. Just right. Always wonder what it was like to sit behind a wheel in one of these.
Yes, something new.
So, trying to think.
Okay, well, I wanted to give it a little update, too. I did get the time for the Sparta Rotary Family Fun Day. It is 9 a.m. I thought it was, but just wanted to verify that. It is 9 a.m. to 1, and it is at the Sparta Rotary Park,
okay.
Where the lake is out there.
So you had a good guess on that one.
Yeah, I thought that's when it was, but I wasn't positive.
Right, that's a good start time.
Yeah, I think they're going to cook hot dogs and just, you know, have a really good time.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice area out there, too, so that's...
I want to also tell you about, on May 31st, Troy Keeker out at Country Financial, mm-hmm. he's going to have his second annual Lunch on Troy, and that starts at 10 a.m. It's 10 to 1. He's just, you know, wants people to stop by and say hi. I think last year he had bratwurst, and, oh, yeah, it was mm-hmm. very, very good. It's right next door to my office, so yeah.
So yeah, you were over there several times during the day.
So yeah, definitely.
And that's the 31st from what's the time?
10 a.m. till 1. Okay. That's on May 31st.
And that's located, where is that at?
1701 North Market.
Okay.
Which is out by the Dollar General store. Well, I guess until the Dollar General store moves, you know, they're building a new location.
True. That's so I heard that.
That makes me very sad. I like them being out by my office.
Because if you need something, you can just run right
on. I know. I'm going to miss them. I'm going to miss them very much. Before we run out of time, though, I do want to talk, you know, it's almost Grand American time.
True.
We are getting close to that. Again, we will have a table out there with information for your businesses. You do have to be a chamber member to have information on our chamber table. Mm-hmm. That is the only one that we, you know, stipulate that you do have to be a chamber member to have the information out there. And this year, we are also looking for a sponsor for our coins. We don't have that yet. We did have that, and it fell through. Mm. So as of just a couple days ago, we no longer have a sponsor for our coins. So we are desperately looking for that. Doesn't have to be related to guns or shooting or anything, but it does, you know, it is part of the logo for the Grand American this year. So it does give you a lot of exposure. Mm-hmm. So we are definitely looking for someone to do that for us. It's $1,500, And like I said, you get your logo put on the back of the coin, but it's also part of the logo for the Grand American this year.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. We've got one more break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in real quick, and we'll come right back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Talking with the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce. Got just a little bit of time left here in the program today. I'm talking with Sharon. And a couple more things you wanted to throw in real quick.
Yes, we can't have a People Speak with the Chamber without mentioning the rodeo.
That's true.
We have that coming up September 27th and 28th. And we'll have the same company that we had last year, Wooten Rodeo Company, which is a sanctioned rodeo company. Mm-hmm. And we're looking really, really looking forward to that one this year.
Had a good response last year from the people.
We sure did. And we've heard nothing but great things ever since. And we're hoping to make it even bigger this year.
So, and that'll be coming up in September, you said?
Yeah, September 27th and 28th. We'll keep everything the same as we did last year. We'll give out the free tickets at school. We'll do the $10 entry fee.
Okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to toss in there real quick?
Well, I also have to mention the fact that we're going to need sponsors again this year.
Yeah,
so the community did a fantastic job of supporting this event last year, and I hope we did them well with the response that we had there, and we will be, you know, talking to everybody again about sponsoring the rodeo again.
You know, and as a business owner too, you got to look at the fact that if you've watched a rodeo before, you see those gates and everything out there, you know, depending on, you know, I mean, different things have different prices, but you know, you get your name out there and people are watching them ride out there, and there's your name.
Yes, so. And it gets mentioned from the MC also.
Right.
So. Several times.
All right, Sharon, thanks for being with us.
I appreciate it.
And the meeting today at noon at South at
Broadway Grill. Broadway Grill in the basement.
All right.
Be sure and come out and see us.
All right. For The People Speak, I'm Jeff. Have a great day.